Buckingham Palace is mad, furious, in fact, over this prank phone call.
Kate, my darling, are you there?
Good morning, Mum. This is the nurse speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm just after my granddaughter, Kate. I want to see how her little tummy bug is going.
That's Mel Grieg, one of the two Australian DJs from Sydney's Today FM, who rang up the hospital where the Duchess of Cambridge, formerly known as Kate Middleton, is being treated for acute morning sickness. Somehow, Grieg and her on-air partner managed to convince the nurse that they were Queen Elizabeth and Prince Charles, and they got this update on the pregnant Duchess.
She's quite stable at the moment. She hasn't had any retching with me since I've been on duty, and she has been sleeping on and off.
Wonderful.
I think it's difficult sleeping in a strange bed as well.
Yes, of course. It's hardly the palace, is it?
The King Edward VII Hospital has confirmed that this call did take place and has issued a weighty apology. The DJs have also said they are very sorry, adding they're glad to hear that the Duchess is doing well.
This breach of privacy is a big embarrassment for King Edward VII Hospital, long favored by the royal family. We suspect it's also a big embarrassment for the nurse and for the person who told her that she'd be talking to the Queen. The Queen is often imitated, but this was a bad impersonation all around, from Prince Charles to the barking corgis.
In the interest of preventing future royal confusion, we give you this opportunity to test yourself. We call it Queen and Not Queen. Listen carefully. Make your best guess. Ready? Go.
In this past year, my family and I have been inspired by the courage and hope we have seen in so many ways.
All right, Queen.
Totally Queen.
Yes. Next.
Now, Canada, I want you never to forget that without me, you are nothing. Yes, it's true.
Clearly not Queen.
Absolutely not the Queen. It's actually Scott Thompson of the Canadian comedy troupe The Kids in the Hall. Now, moving on.
I was in India once as a girl. We stayed with the Maharaja of Bindaloo or Madras. I never remember all those places.
That is so not the Queen, Audie. That's comedian Tracy Ullman.
Though I appreciate the way she says girl.
And Vindaloo.
All right, one more.
I don't think I shall ever understand what happened this summer.
Not the Queen.
Not the Queen, but yeah. A pretty good imitation.
Yes, this is an actress who's played many of them. That's Helen Mirren in the 2006 movie The Queen, sounding very, very close to the real British monarch.
I will continue to treasure and draw inspiration from the countless kindnesses shown to me in this country and throughout the Commonwealth. Thank you all.
And that is the Queen. Our work here is done.
And throughout tonight's show, we've been hearing a slightly different musical sound.
That's right. The band Los Straitjackets is here in our Washington, D.C. studios. They're sort of our house band tonight, playing the music for this show.
And there's nothing like a little surf rock to lighten up the news.
With Los Straitjackets, you're listening to All Things Considered.